Interbet podcast for the Durbanville meeting on the 7th of July. First race, maiden juvenile plate, 1,000 meters. Now, half the field are debutants, so it's a bit tricky to make a selection. Number two, On the Wings of a Dove, has got the best form of those with experience, ran second to Sparkling Star. But that was nearly 2 months ago, so there are quite a few question marks about the opener. Likewise, in the second race, also maiden juvenile plate, over 1250 meters. Two of the nine entries are firsters, and there's some unexposed babies who can make big improvement. Mordecai was mildly supported when staying on fourth, four lengths to impressive debut winner One Magic, who races later on the card. In the third race, I think there are three horses that you can focus on. It's a maiden, fillies and mares over 1400 meters. Spanish World is your favorite at around 12 to 10 and could well justify that price. Improved second start when running on to Scandalize. Intabindi at around 7 to 2 alternates bad and good tries. She's also lightly raced at intervals, but her most recent run to subsequent winner before Sunrise looks useful in the context of this race. And the other horse worthy of consideration is Odds and Evens, who's getting close at each start. The fourth is a maiden over 1,800 meters. Sorry to say, this is a really low-class field. Let's go through them. Something's got to win here. Number one, Up in Flames, has placed in similar fields at half her starts. The distance and draw should help. Quiet Place gets a claim from Michaela Michelle, which is a definite positive. Run a few minor places from 11 starts. Frequent Traveller is still a maiden after 12 appearances. Free and Enyan team up, which is significant, maybe can crack it this time round. What will be can get closer. Liflung is a grey Hawam three-year-old who stretches out after two good efforts over 1400 and 1600. That's your anti-post favourite. Sparkling Star nearly came down at her last start after some drama on the bend, and her prior form gives a shake despite the wide draw. Difficult race that. I think those that I've mentioned should provide the winner, so it's a cast a wider net sort of race. The fifth is an open maiden over 1250 meters. Protector of Peace can go handy, and the claim 2.5 kilograms from Sibusiso Bungani is a positive. The Big Bang has limitations, yet can win at this level, given a clear round. Montessori shows speed, and this is both a blinkers and jockey strike, Richard Furie for Andre Nell. So Montessori must be respected as a middle pin. And Rashetu mixes his form and is drawn wide at 10, but this is a modest field, and he fits okay at this level. The last three races have got a lot more form to go on. It doesn't necessarily make it any easier, but we can explore in some depth race six, starting there. It's over 1,600 meters of class five. Now, Devil is Saint is competitive off this mark, and he should get the run of the race, but he's just three wins from 37 starts. Red Dawn is a likely wake-up horse, just two wins from 19, but drops into calmer waters. And though he last won 517 days ago, he can pop up in this sort of race. Superhero is a recent maiden winner, not harshly treated, it must be said, and as such is accorded respect. Andre Nell, the trainer. Gold Index, that's the Furie-Rob Barrett combo, came to light last time, and he can possibly go in again. Midway is at double-digit odds, a two-time course victor, and is dangerous if getting away with soft early fractions. Race 7 is a class 5. You've got an odds-on favorite here, One Magic, who made an impressive debut win. Could well be the most likely winner, but I was wondering just what to do in this race, because there's also a horse that on back form has got a huge chance, and that's Oktoberfest. Now, One Magic is quoted at around 8 to 10, Oktoberfest around 10 to 1. I'll get back to those two now. Prince of Tibet could be in the grip of the handicapper, but likes this track. Avignon has been largely consistent and goes nicely for Pleiches. And Ozark is one of the familiar foes in these Class 5 sprints for Rhee and Paul Reeves. So those are your backups. One Magic, two-year-old, going to a different venue now after winning down the straight at Kenilworth, may well prove too talented for this lot. But at the prices, Oktoberfest, look at that back form in December or November, was getting speed figures in the mid-90s. Now, if running anywhere close to that would be very dangerous at this level, and racing fresh may also be the answer. Eighth race is the headliner, 1250 meters. It's an A stakes. The eight runners, we'll go through them. Absolutely Yes is a bit headstrong, the tearaway type. It goes for JP van der Merwe and has a sound record going fresh. Now, King Regent is 2 from 2 over this course and distance, including a defeat of the horse of the year, Princess Keller, but is unsound and often starts badly. His most recent run to Unbel D was a good one, but hard to know how he'll go. Beware comes back after 97 days off track. His form prior to rest is appealing, and wow, look how hot the form of the Lucinda Woodruff yard has been of late. The US of A makes his course debut. If taken to the track, he can use his turn of foot to good effect. Gold Jabowski has done us a good turn recently. He's on a roll. He's not an easy ride as a hold-up sprinter, but he carries just 51 kilograms. If Mallorca gets the best out of him, then Gold Jabowski, I think, is worth a strong each-way play at around 4.5 to 1. Dance Variety has been off for 2 months, an erratic customer, but he's weighted favorably compared to the US of A. Dumbledore is a late running threat under Michelle, 3 from 5 over the course and distance. Dreamland has been badly offbeat in 3 starts this year, so we'll need to improve significantly. Tough Racing. It's the Interbet podcast. Mark van Deventer signing off. Hopefully you can somehow turn a profit at Durbanville.